Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
So we do not see, because of what I just laid out, we do not see a recession or a pre-recession. We see a strong economy, and it's because of the work that this president has done.
So today, I applaud China for stepping up. Excuse me, I applaud Canada. You can tell what I'm thinking.
Has ByteDance spied on American citizens?
I don't think that spying is the right way to describe it.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
New Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thanks for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Donald Trump, Fox News poll out yesterday, remains the front runner in the race for the Republican primary. Yes, it is still early, but that is what the current state is. Pretty significant lead, 54. Ron DeSantis at 24. And last month it was 43-28. You got to wonder if Donald Trump, he had a bump with the Mar-a-Lago raid. You know, remember, it was, you know, a week ago we were on indictment watch. Is a former president going to get arraigned? Is there going to be mugshots? Is he going to be handcuffed, perp walked, fingerprinted, you know, put in an orange jumpsuit? What was going to happen? And now the latest was yesterday. I don't know if this is updated as of today because things change regularly. But according to reports now, the grand jury hearing evidence in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation into former President Trump will not sit again on the case until April the 24th, according to a court administrator telling FoxNews.com. Now, with that said, there was yesterday, let me make sure I pull this up and get it right. Now, we had yesterday reports out and this is pretty interesting in my view, that Bragg is now looking into the issue of Karen McDougal and money paid to Karen McDougal. So in other words, and there's a great piece out about this in the Wall Street Journal that I found pretty interesting. And the headline is Trump grand jury digs into hush money paid to a second woman. We know her name, Karen McDougal. She has done I saw the one interview that she did. And anyway, Manhattan prosecutors investigating Donald Trump's role in paying this money to a porn star have also been examining a $150,000 payment to former Playboy model. I am pretty certain that Bob Costello, there were three big things that changed this entire grand jury around on a dime. One of them was Bob Costello, completely former legal advisor for Michael Cohen, contradicting the star witness of Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney. That was a problem. Then the issue, well, then again, here comes Stormy Daniels signed signature on a piece of paper saying, no, we never had a sexual relationship. And it had nothing to do with hush money. Actually says that in the particular piece. Then we had the February 2018 legal letter from Michael Cohen's lawyer, so exculpatory, saying in no uncertain terms that the Trump organization, the Trump campaign, was not in any way involved in this payment as it related to Stormy Daniels. So you can't kind of make this up at all. Anyway, joining us is our Cracker Jack legal team that we have, and that is our good friend Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, author of the soon-to-be-coming book, Trial of the Century. He also hosts the podcast, The Brief. David Schoenbach with us, former counsel for President Trump and former board member of the Alabama Civil Liberties Union. I don't know what the hell you were thinking back then. I'm just kidding. David Schoen, good to have you both back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right, Greg, to me it sounds, you know, look at last week, for example. Last week we have one cancellation of the grand jury convening and then another cancellation. Now we have David Pecker, who used to run the National Enquirer, involved in this case with Karen McDougal to the extent that he bought the rights to her story. He goes in on Monday, and then we hear that pretty much they're not going to convene again on this issue till, you know, for another month. What is your take on it?
Yeah, I think that Alvin Bragg has finally gotten a case of the for reals and realizes that his case ain't real. And I think he has heard from a load of Democrats who have said this case is unprovable, it's weak, it's legally convoluted, give it up. But I think a couple of other things happened. I think an internal revolt within the DA's office by senior experienced prosecutors have, you know, told Bragg, you engineered this case, it looks political, the law doesn't support it. And the other thing is, I think the grand jurors themselves may have recognized that Bragg was snookering them by endorsing Michael Cohen, a prodigious liar. You need a calculator to keep track of all of his lies. And then, of course, as you pointed out, Sean, you know, Bob Costello testified and said, you know, Cohen is lying to you, and here's the proof. And Alvin Bragg has been hiding this proof from you. You put all of that together, and I think Alvin Bragg has finally decided that he wants his case to go the way of the dodo bird, extinct.
Or is it a case, I mean, does he want to take a break? Is he maybe more interested in watching what, say, happens in Fulton County or happens with the special prosecutor and the two or the dual investigations, one into January 6th, one into the document issue down at Mar-a-Lago? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I do. I think he, you know, that is a possibility. He may have decided, well, I don't want to go first because mine's the weakest case. But if everybody else, like Jack Smith's inflated case, he's the special counsel, or Fulton County DA Fannie Willis's anemic case, if they go first, you know, then maybe I'll think about jumping on board with mine.
Yeah. What's your take, David Schoen?
Well, I've felt that each of them in Fulton County and Manhattan DA and the federal investigation has all wanted to be the first one to be able to say they indicted President of the United States. But listen, we know that there was dissension in the office. well before even Bob Costello. Giulietta Lozano, the head of the chief of the Economics Bureau in the DA, is on record saying she wouldn't believe a thing Michael Cohen ever said. But Bob Costello really is the major story. He came forward on his own with no ulterior motive. He just was reading about what's happening in the papers, and he said, wait a minute, I have all of my notes from representing Michael Cohen. And so he pulled, this is why it's so important, he pulled contemporaneous notes that he made from his interviews with Cohen, and what hasn't really been reported much is he went to the U.S. Attorney's Office afterwards and debriefed with them. And on this Monday of this week, he found 600 pages of bait-stamped additional handwritten notes and other documents, some of which he'd already turned over. And in those documents, one of the notes is handwritten at the time, June 13th, 2018, met with Michael Cohen. He talks about a dinner they had with Jerry Falwell, in which apparently Mr. Cohen said he's contemplating suicide, his life is finished, and so on. But specifically, he said to Costello, according to his handwritten notes at the time, that there is nothing that he has involving Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels or David Pecker with the McDougal case. That was discussed back in 2018 when Costello, as his lawyer, said to Mr. Cohen, according to Costello, now is the time to come forward with anything you have, because you have said, Mr. Cohen, you'll do anything to stay out of jail. If you have anything on Donald Trump, say it now. And to his own lawyer, he said he had nothing. And then he signed a privilege waiver. So the question is, this opens up all kinds of doors. Where's the DA been? Costello debriefed with the U.S. Attorney's Office. Where are their notes? How is it that the DA didn't know that Cohen had waived privilege with Costello? He has a written privilege waiver I have right in front of me. The U.S. Attorney's Office insisted on that. The DA's office said, oh, they didn't know anything about this. Well, what's their investigation been if they didn't know about those chief exculpatory facts? That's different from Cohen telling different stories on different occasions. This is Cohen telling it what he believed to be privilege at the time to his own lawyer.
Now, this is very, very key. And my understanding, I read a report, I don't remember where, and it's not been corroborated, but also that Bob Costello was talking not only about the Stormy case, but about the McDougal case. Greg, does that match your recollection?
Yeah, it does. And David is, as always, right on point on all of this. Let me point out something else. In both the McDougal and the Stormy Daniels case, the statute of limitation bars bringing any criminal action. On the predicate misdemeanor, which is incredibly dubious, it's a 2-year statute of limitations. And it cannot be told the way that Bragg somehow thinks it can be. Told means extended. The federal financial crime, which is alleged, that's a 5-year statute of limitations. We're 2 years past that. So, you know, this would not...
Would they have any argument that COVID maybe takes away time from the statute of limitations? Would that be a valid legal argument?
No, it wouldn't, and neither would the fact that Trump was out of the jurisdiction. If you read the fine print of the law, it says it can only be told or extended if you don't know where the other person is outside the jurisdiction of New York. Well, everybody knew where he was. He was at the White House. So you can't get past the statute of limitations.
So let's talk about the process. And what do you think they brought in David Pecker for, David Schoen?
Well, I think, you know, there's certainly grasping at straws. They wanted to make a case that's not dependent on Michael Cohen. And they're, you know, according to recent reports today, they're trying to do the same thing now with Mr. Wesselberg. They're threatening to bring other charges against him because in Cohen's book, he has Wesselberg saying that he, Wesselberg, thought up this plan to, you know, pay off people for Donald Trump and so on and so forth. And so they're trying to turn the screws to him now. They're looking for other witnesses, it would seem to me, you know, quite clearly. And I want to just add, you know, what Greg is again right on the statute of limitations question. You know, New York law has this statute that says if a person's continuously out of the state for X period of time, it's the statute doesn't run during that period. And so they're saying President Trump was in Washington, and they have a case that says, yes, you count each day as in the state and outside the state. That's never been tested in a case like this. And as Greg said, what the case says specifically is this law was designed in the recognition of the fact that it's difficult sometimes to find where people are if they're out of state. It wasn't difficult to find where President Trump was. And you asked about COVID. Governor Cuomo passed issued an executive order trying to toll the time based on COVID, but that's also questionable. And secondly, the time would have run under that. They only tolled it for 200 and some odd days, 222 days, something like that.
What do you make of this last minute that they're bringing in the McDougal case, both of you? Greg, we'll start with you. And on any of the issues, any of the legal issues Donald Trump is facing, be it in Fulton County in Georgia or the special prosecutor, do you see vulnerability for Donald Trump?
No, I really don't. I think the Fannie Willis Fulton County, Georgia case is a joke. When you compare the law to the known facts, it doesn't comport. The only other case that I think, you know, people are paying attention to is Special Counsel Jack Smith's, as I called it, the inflated case. There are two aspects to it. Did Trump incite violence on January 6th? No. His speech said be peaceful. As for the classified documents dispute, that is governed exclusively by a civil statute, and Merrick Garland has tried to criminalize it. He cannot do that under the law.
You agree with that, David Schoen? And what are your thoughts on this whole issue of catch and kill? And that would be a publication, in this case, The Inquirer, buying a story, paying for it, and then not running the story.
Yes, I agree with Greg. And secondly, I think that what Pecker would have to answer, if he decided to say that Donald Trump somehow knew about these things, would he to explain his catch and what he's characterized as his catch and kill program. That had nothing whatsoever to do with the election. According to what reports of what Mr. Pecker has said in the past, is that he was always protective of his friend Donald Trump, and that if somebody had information they were extorting him with, blackmailing him with, something like that, or might come out, and it was worth a business expense, then Mr. Pecker would find that person and try to shut it off. Everybody, all accounts, people wanted to keep Donald Trump out of the loop of any of this stuff and just protect him in what they thought was his best interest. And what do I think about all of these things? By the way, on McDougal, as I say, I have in front of me Costello's notes in which Cohen said Trump knew nothing about the McDougal thing. But anyway, what I would say about all of this stuff is what Justice Jackson said in 1940. The most dangerous power of the prosecutor is he'll pick people that he thinks he should get rather than pick cases that need to be prosecuted. In such a case, it's not a question of discovering the commission of a crime, then looking for the man who's committed it. It's a question of picking the man and then searching the law books or putting investigators to work to pin some offense on him. That's what's happened here. They just want to pin a crime on Donald Trump. Jerry Nadler said in 2019, they feel they can't trust the voters, about as undemocratic a statement as I've ever heard from a public official. They can't trust the voters, he said, therefore they have to use these extraneous methods.
Well, you have great minds think alike. Greg, your column started with, under Stalin, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. I got to thank you both. Greg Jarrett, thank you. David Schoen, thank you. We appreciate you joining us as always. Thank you both.
My pleasure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, I refuse to give up on the idea that the only solution to protecting our children in school is gun control. I just told you 60-some-odd percent of illegal guns, when people are caught with illegal guns in Washington, D.C., they don't get prosecuted. I mean, it's unbelievable. So what is a new law going to do? There are ways to protect our children in school. We're going to examine that with Congressman Greg Stube. He's proposed legislation that would protect every kid in every school. Anyway, then we'll check in with the president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Organization in America. We'll talk to him. We'll get to your calls. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we have an amazing Hannity all happening tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. We're going to be joined. Nikki Haley is in studio among many. Pete Hegseth, Kayleigh McEnany, Tommy Lahren, and Greg and Alan Dershowitz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take a second to hear the immortal Bob Grant's thoughts about the world today.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's sick and it's getting sicker.
Now, back to the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Thank you for checking in. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SEAN. Our number, we'll get to your calls here in just a minute. I am not willing to give up on the notion that the left is going to have a monopoly of the arguments as it relates to school shootings when I guarantee you that the plan I've laid out would absolutely positively work. And it's very simple, is that every school must have metal detectors. Every school in the country must have undercover retired military, retired police protecting our children. Hollywood stars are protected. They're rich. They can afford their own private security. The average person, they're on their own. And if we have politicians, I'm all in favor of protecting them too. You don't think we need a Secret Service? We absolutely need a Secret Service to protect our elected officials. And that is just the right thing to do. But the real answer is, why don't we give our children the exact same security that we're giving politicians, the exact same security that liberal elites have? They're all against firearms, but I guarantee you in 90% of the time, their security guards are carrying. So it's pretty unbelievable. Anyway, Congressman Greg Stube is with us of Florida. He's a member of the Florida State Senate, Florida House. Before coming to Congress, he was a leader of having armed security in schools since at least 2014. That's even years before Parkland ever happened. And Congressman Stube has helped to craft legislation currently on the books in Florida as it relates to having armed security in schools. And, you know, he's devastated. You know, those of us that have been out there looking for real solutions short of we got to abolish the Second Amendment. Murder comes from the heart. You could go online, and they even years ago I talked about this on I had a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook. And it shows you how to make things that will inflict major damage to large groups of people. Anyway, Congressman Stube, thank you for being back with us. By the way, I heard you were hurt. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, sir. Yep, getting better every day. Thanks to God's great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you. So I guess you're as frustrated as I am because, you know, for example, I've always made the case that the left only cares about violence if they can politicize it. And the biggest case in point would be in the city of Chicago, because in Chicago, you know, on any given weekend, I can predict with a certain degree of accuracy how many people are going to get shot, how many will get shot and killed. I wish I couldn't make that prediction. Since 2009, Congressman, I've been scrolling names that the American public have never heard of before of people shot and killed in Chicago. I've scrolled the names of police officers, names people never hear about because the left can't politicize it. You know, it really hit home when my friend and colleague Gianno Caldwell at Fox News, his brother, an innocent victim of a shooting, murdered in Chicago. And it's happening every day, and nobody talks about it. Now these school shootings come up right away. We need to peel back Second Amendment rights. We need a ban on assault weapons. That's not the answer. In this particular case, after looking at security at one school and seeing that they had a really secure school, this shooter, this one that took place in Nashville, decided to go to the school that didn't have as much security. That was a conscious decision, which I think proves your point and mine. I'm sorry to be so long-winded.
No, and you're right. And you just brought up a very important point. A lot of these individuals do research as to where they want to hit, like the Dark Knight shooter who in Colorado decided to go into a movie theater. He researched which movie theaters didn't allow law-abiding citizens to carry a concealed weapon, and he actually drove by the one that allows for permit carriers to carry and went 8 miles from his house to one that didn't, specifically because he knew that if he went into a place where there are armed people, that he wouldn't be able to kill as many people as possible. She didn't hit another school because of their security posture. And so if we don't have trained armed individuals in our schools to be able to respond to an armed threat, then they are beholden to law enforcement. And in this case, they did an outstanding job. But that's 4 minutes where somebody gets to walk around a school shooting innocent children.
Let me ask you, does your bill include metal detectors at every school?
We did not put that piece in. I think that's a great piece. And we're now filing this. It's not filed yet, but we're filing this at the federal level. At the state level, what it did is, just like you said, former and current military, former current law enforcement in good standing, goes through a training program because, you know, CQB, those sort of things that you have to deal with. that are different. Same training courses an SRO would have to go to would be placed at these different schools, and you could have not just one. I mean, I would recommend being a former infantry officer, at least three, and you saw that when they went into this school in Nashville, he waited until he had three guys and they went in together because you can't see blind spots. So tactically, it's very important to have that. So you don't need just one. I mean, having as many as possible that are willing to do this is a great benefit to the safety and security of our most precious resource, which is our children.
It's so easy. Now, would you agree with me? I have one other item, and I got to give credit. A friend of mine said, you know, one of the things that we learned in this shooting is there were cameras in this school, and those cameras proved to be, you know, life-saving because they were able to direct the officers. And by the way, I can't praise those guys enough. They got there and they, boom, let's go. This was not a Uvalde situation in any way, shape, manner, or form. And Uvalde, I would argue, is the anomaly. It's not what regularly happens. Police officers put their lives on the line every day. But I think security cameras need to be in every hall, every classroom, every place, everywhere. Do you agree with that?
100%, and that's a great point because you can direct. You know, there was an administrator there. If you watch the video, the body cam video of the officer, you hear somebody saying, okay, she was this direction and this hallway and go this way. And then you could, if you listen to it, you could hear them hear gunshots upstairs and then they went upstairs. So that would be vital. And in today's world, I mean, I have cameras around my property. We have cameras all around. I'm talking to you from Washington, D.C. in the Capitol. We have cameras all over the Capitol. There's no reason why we shouldn't have them in our schools to protect our children.
Let me play a little bit of the tape that you're referring to, the body cam audio, police neutralizing this Nashville shooter. They did it in record time. This could have been much, much worse, as awful and horrible and evil as it was. It could have been worse. These officers were heroes. Let's listen to some of the body cam footage.
Shots fired, shots fired, shots fired, move. Right, right, right. Push it LPVO. Push it LPVO. Go right. Move, move. Watch out, watch out. Move. Stop moving. Stop moving. Watch left, watch left. Suspect down, suspect down.
Secondary is provide security.
Hey, hold the air.
Listening to that, anybody want to be a cop in the era of no bail, defund, dismantle? I don't think so. These guys were amazing.
Yeah, they did an awesome job and a huge testament to them, the lives that they saved. And we have these people all across our country that are willing to do that. And you could hear his frustration as a former military officer. You could, when they first walked in and they didn't know exactly where they were, you could sense the frustration, and you watch the video and they're trying to quickly go room to room because they want to get to this individual to stop them from targeting children.
Well, it's an amazing bill. Let me ask you, how many co-sponsors do you have? What could we do to maybe help you get this across the finish line? Because this is the bill that'll keep kids safe. And I ran the numbers last night. If you take the 87,000 IRS agents that Democrats want to hire, well, we only need to go up a little more in terms of money because there's 98,000 schools in the country and we could protect every one of them with an armed guard. And that would be at least a good start. And my strategy would be if retired military, retired police, if they donated their time and they served their local school district, you know, maybe we could work into legislation. They don't have to pay federal income tax. Maybe we can work in. They don't have to pay state income tax. Maybe we can work in a national stipend somehow, taken out of this massive educational budget that we have all over the place.
Or the $140+ billion we've given to the Ukrainians. How about sending some of that money to our own school system to protect our children?
Yeah, I think a couple of billion out of that would be very well spent. I agree with you, Congressman, completely.
And that's what we need to do. It's not let's just ban certain rifles because we don't like the way that they look. Let's protect our children, and there's no reason why we can't find. I mean, the amount of money that they just did in this last bill that the Democrats passed in December before Republicans took over, and Green New Deal deals, and all this progressive propaganda, we can certainly find the money to ensure our children are safe.
Well, we really appreciate what you're doing, Congressman Stubbe, the great state of Florida. We really appreciate your time. We know how busy you are, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Sean. Anytime.
All right, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, here we go again. Banks are failing, banks being bailed out, and now Biden is telling you, oh, don't worry, everything's okay. Inflation is transitory. Remember, when our borders are secure. Look, I have, for all of my life, I've listened to very smart people. They all tell me the same thing in finance. You know, you want diversification. And for me, I've always made gold and silver a small part of my portfolio, and I've done very well with it. And that's why I'm proud to have partnered with Gold Co. I've done my research. They're a great company. They have a great reputation in the precious metals market. Right now, they're giving you up to $10,000 in free silver. Now, you can find out how when you go to their website in a second or give them a call. But anyway, they're also, if you're a fan of the show, you could receive a free Ronald Reagan silver coin. Look, we already have had a disastrous economy under Joe Biden. Now we've got war. Now we got record high inflation. Now a potential another recession to deal with. Add to that bank failures and bailouts. Look, talk to your financial advisor. And I really am glad that I have over the years invested in gold. Anyway, call our friends at Gold Co. today, 855-815-GOLD. Tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you. Could get that free Ronald Reagan silver coin, 855-815-GOLD. All right, let's get to our phones here as we check in with Frank. Frank in New York. What's up, Frank? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Sean. Thank you. Great accent.
That's actually Linda's accent. Mine when I'm tired. I'm a little tired today. A lot of stuff going on. What's going on, my friend?
Well, I feel very passionate about this school shooting stuff, especially having children myself that are school age, as young as four, all the way up to age 15 right now. And it makes me very nervous sending them to school each day. I'm not really interested in the partisan politics anymore. I just want our children to be safe. So I called up my school and I asked if I could volunteer and stand, I guess you could say, some kind of watch. I told them I was prior military. I understand you can't have firearms on campus, but I'll stand off campus. I was told that that would not be effective and to contact my congressman. And knowing that much of the state is very liberal, I decided I was going to tune into some progressive radio and try to get an idea of what their mindset is into this topic. Well, I deliberately signed up for a service just to listen to progressive radio, and I ended up calling into two shows, both the same result. I was talked over and hung up on. I tried to talk about possibly hardening our schools. There's more guns than our Americans in this country. The gun grab is not going to be...
You're talking about fortifying our schools, creating a safe zone in our schools, protecting our children in our schools. That's what you're arguing for.
Yes, of course. I just want them to be safe. I don't care about the politics. I'm sick of the politics. I'm sick of the gun grabs. I'm sick of the conversations after these school shootings. We always go to the guns because it's always the same thing. Congress does nothing. Nothing really happens. Let's talk about gun reform, and it's off to the next news cycle. And then next thing you know, a few months later, more of our kids are dead. I'm tired of it. We need to reach across the aisle and talk to each other. And when I finally try to do that, because quite frankly, I'm not a fan of liberals, I call up these radio stations. I try to have a good conversation. One of them cuts me off and calls me a gun-toting Republican. Another one calls me a maggot. And these people are online calling white people crazy and, gun toting. And it's all because of them. We're having these school shootings. We need to get rid of guns. They don't want to talk about real solutions. And I am so appreciative to have access to your audience to voice this, because I know in your audience, you got people doing op research at other news organizations that are trying to contradict all of your points.
Let me tell you something. Welcome to my world, because that's my life, what you're describing. And look, they don't want to even have a discussion about a solution. You know, they won't even consider in this particular case, we learned something here, that the shooter chose the school that didn't have security and had originally planned to go after another school that had a lot of security, but decided, oh, I don't think I'll be effective here. Let me go to the school without security. That should teach everybody everything we need to know. We have the ability to make our schools safe and secure. The people that want to politicize it are the same people that never mention any of the names of any of the people that are shot and killed, you know, every weekend in every big city across the country. Oh, I've been scrolling names like this since 2009, and I'm sick of scrolling them. Anyway, really good call, Frank. I hope people hear you, because what you're saying can save lives. All right, when we come back, Tim Stewart, president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Association, will be with us as we continue. They want to take your stove and your air conditioner. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.